Last week up in New South Wales, in Sydney, they had their Sports Person of the Year Awards, and there were some nominees, some gilt-edge nominees amongst the field. Adam Goods was in the field, Steve Smith was in the field, Sam Stowes was in the field, Jess Fox was in the field, some absolute superstars, creme de la creme. Well, they were blown out of the water, folks, by Kimberly Green, Australian netball player, of course, Sydney Swift. She was voted the New South Wales Sports Person of the Year, blew out a Cox Plate field. She did, and it was worthy of us to spend a couple of minutes with her as soon as we possibly could, and that is now. We say congratulations to you, Kimberly.
Hi, thank you so much.
Was it a shock?
Without a doubt. I was actually shocked to just be nominated amongst that that lineup, to be honest. So for me to take it out, I was almost a little bit embarrassed, to be honest.
Oh, you shouldn't be. There's no way you should be embarrassed. I mean, I think it underlines the increasing and rightfully so profile of our elite level netballers in the country. Not only what you girls have been doing, internationally for such a long time, but as the ANZ Championship continues to become more front and centre, in the psyche of all Australian sports fans, Kim, I think it's about time that people like you rightfully shared podiums alongside some of these high-profile sports people from other, maybe more profiled sports.
Yeah, I guess for me, I think the most exciting part of that award was not that I actually won it, but that netball was featured. I think, a World Cup year where we had so much success and, the Diamonds have had so much success over the last couple of years in particular. I just thought that it was a really nice way to acknowledge netball. And, so I think, we keep pushing the limits with all those sort of things. And I think, to be acknowledged was really nice.
Well, you've retired. Mid-year, you've decided that no more international netball for you. You'll continue to play, the domestic championship level, but no more international netball for you. Why did you make that call at 29 years of age?
For me, I had been in the Diamonds for 8 years and I've been playing with the Swifts for 14 seasons now. So I started quite young and I just sort of felt as though I owed it to my body to give myself a little bit of a break. But I knew that I didn't want to give it all up, and that's me just being a little bit selfish that, netball gives so much back to me that I just knew that I didn't want to give it all up just yet. And, I've had 4 solid months off now and just started pre-season with the Swifts again. And I'm just absolutely loving my netball and my body's feeling really good and my head's in the right space. And I think it was just such a great decision that I made. And as much as I love, representing my country, it was about time for me to look after me for a little bit as well.
And what about life outside of netball, Kimberly? You've got a, you're married now to New South Wales Quick, and you've got the rest of your life to look forward to. Is netball financially sustainable? Is it something that you can, you can make a living out of these days, or do you need to make that call at some stage, for the rest of your life?
I think the great thing about netball as a sport, as much as, we don't all get paid, a professional rate, but if you have a look at most netballers, they're either trying to create some sort of business or they're studying really hard or working. So for us, we've been brought up learning that, you have to also have that side of either work, study, building a business or, whatever you want to do. But we've always had that as a goal, and for me, I as much as netball could pretty much be my full-time job, yeah. I also have quite a few things on the side that I absolutely am passionate about, and I study counselling at the moment, but I have just started workshops in leadership and wellness and mindfulness and all those sort of things that I think are pretty important as well. So if you look at most netballers, we're trying to take on the world, which is really cool.
I think that is a really, really great thing. Not that sport can be too far away from you. You look through the Kimberly Green family tree. I mean, you're married to a bloke who still plays first-class cricket. Your old man played for the Rabbitohs. Your mum, I think, was an Olympic and Commonwealth Games swimmer. So sport's not going to be letting you out of its clutches anytime soon, I don't think.
No, unfortunately not. every time we go over family dinners, it's pretty much based around sport, what we talk about. You know, I don't really like talking about netball too much, but normally when the footy's on, we like to sit around and, you know, heckle each other. And my husband goes to the Roosters, so that's always a topic of conversation when the Rabbits play them. But, yeah, no, it's always really nice. I think that's one thing that the whole family, even my sisters and my brother-in-law, they're really passionate about sport, and I think that's something that always, you know, keeps you grounded, but also something to talk about around the dinner table.
Well, after a couple of, you know, World Netball Championship gold medals and Commonwealth Games gold medal and all the other stuff that you've been able to achieve in your career, Kimberly, being the New South Wales Sports Person of the Year in a field that, you know, that contain people like Goods and Smith and Stosur and Fox is a credit to you. We just wanted to congratulate you. I'm glad we got the opportunity to do it. Thanks for coming on.
No, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Good on you. Kimberly Green, Australian Diamond, of course, Sydney Swiss Superstar, New South Wales Sports Person of the Year.